You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
Welcome to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Every week, I, John Wall, will bring you the latest gaming impressions, news, and industry happenings delivered to you in about 15 minutes to fit your busy life. On today's episode, we'll be talking about the Starcade Retro Arcade. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, please take a second to do so. And I would also love to hear your feedback, which you can do by leaving a review wherever you're listening to today's episode. You can also find the show and get in on the conversation by finding us on Threads or Twitter or even Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. Every week I start the show with some positive vibes, a special shout out to somebody in an attempt to make the gaming space a bit more positive and spread some joy. And this week's positive vibes are going out to Dapper Tux. Matthew is one of those guys in games media who is always a class act. And I'm not just saying that because you can often see him in a suit and a tie. He looks pretty good. He's just one of those rare gems, one of those people who just seems genuinely good, and he's good at what he does. There are a lot of pretend nice guys in this community, but whether he's writing about the latest games and tech or just posting on social media, Dapper always seems like the real deal, and that is awesome. So sending positive vibes his way, and you should go give him a follow on Threads and Twitter. It's Dapper_Tux. In the West 7th neighborhood of St. Paul sits the historic Schmitz Brewery. It is a towering monument which has been the cornerstone of the area since 1855. The brewery closed its doors in 2002 and has since converted the building, the bottling and brew building, into loft spaces. And more recently, the old keg building was converted into the Keg and Case Market Hall. This space features everything from a coffee shop and Jamaican eatery to shops selling things like soaps and CBD oil. And while the market has struggled a little bit to keep its tenants full in the post-pandemic era, a new addition to the space hopes to be a big draw. Starcade is a two-story love letter to the arcades that 80s kids like me grew up loving. Featuring 150 classic arcade cabinets and pinball machines, most of which are from the 80s and 90s, the moment I walked in, I was transported back in time to when kids like me spent their weekends at the local mall with a pocket full of quarters. From fighters like Mortal Kombat to brawlers like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Double Dragon, we would hunch over the cabinets, sweating as we fed quarter after quarter into the machine, hoping that this time we would have enough skill and money to finally defeat Shredder. I know people get sick of us old farts going on and on about the good old days, but man, the height of the arcade boom was truly an awesome time, and I miss it. One of the best things about Starcade, though, is that you don't need to weigh your shorts down with quarters, since they charge a flat fee of $15, which gets you unlimited play at all of the machines for the whole day. They give you a wristband, and then you are free to come and go as you please. You can go get a coffee or a snack, go upstairs for a beer, or like us on our visit, you can walk down the street to one of the nearby pubs for lunch before going back and playing some more. You can really easily spend the entire day there trying to get to as many of the games as possible. and let's talk about the games. After standing there for a while with a good case of choice paralysis, I just jumped into the closest game to me, which was the 1995 Capcom fighter X-Men Children of the Atom. This predecessor to the Marvel vs. Capcom series features many of the X-Men characters that were really popular in the early 90s, like Psylocke and Silver Samurai and Omega Red, alongside the classic characters that you expect, like Wolverine and Iceman and Magneto. Good fun, cool art. I had forgotten that this game existed. I then hit up a couple of racers with Off-Road, which is one of those just eternally fun games. I just always have a blast when I find that machine. And the classic Daytona USA, which you see around quite a bit, but it's still a lot of fun. Then my eyes caught something I don't think I had ever seen before. A 1990 side-scrolling shooter based off the movie Aliens. It's essentially a Contra-style game that has you gunning down xenomorphs as one of the space marines. It was pretty cool. And another game I hadn't played before was the light gun shooter based off Judge Dredd. I think it was specifically, easy for you to say, based off the film, because there were some cutscenes that looked familiar before the game started. Not the best shooter, you know, I've ever played, but, you know, I still got a kick out of finding, you know, some games that I've never seen before. I then went up to the second floor, where we went even a bit further back in time. At the top of the stairs, I was greeted by the sit-down cabinet for 1983's Vector Graphics Star Wars game. I hopped into the game real quick, which was situated under a trio of Star Wars movie posters, and quickly destroyed the Death Star before checking out some of the machines from my earliest arcade days. They had Frogger and Burger Time, Mario Brothers, which still holds up after all this time, and of course, what is in my opinion, one of the best arcade games of all time, Tron. I mean, it's Tron. Come on. When it comes to our favorite games of the day, my wife and I had a blast playing an intense two-player game of Tubin. My daughter got hooked on Star Trigon, which I think is a spinoff of Mr. Driller. And my son was obsessed with Sound Voltrex Exceed Gear, a Japanese rhythm game which has you timing button presses and turning dials to hundreds of different anime tunes. It was actually pretty dang fun, despite the fact that I didn't really know any of the songs. My favorite game of the day, though, was, of course, the six-player 1992 brawler X-Men. I love this game. I have so many memories of spending afternoons and birthday parties at Circus Pizza around this machine back in the day, and playing that again with my wife and my two kids some 30 years later was weird. It was surreal, but it was so cool. It was awesome to have this moment again, experience this thing that I did as a child all the time, and here I am years later with my family. It was really cool. All it was missing was a voice over the intercom telling us that our pizza was ready so we could run off and watch an animatronic band play while we scarf down a slice of pepperoni. If you live in the Twin Cities and you have fond memories of the arcade scene, you absolutely need to make it down to Starcade. With its 80s-inspired decor and countless classic games, it's the closest you'll get to being able to travel back in time to those glory days. And you won't need a fanny pack full of tokens. Historically, I haven't really been much of a concert guy. Number one, I don't much care for people in crowds. And number two, they're usually pretty expensive, especially after they slap all those fees and taxes and Ticketmaster crap on there. I think the last concert I went to was probably Guns N' Roses, like 5 years ago. Well, after nobody went on tour for the last few years during the pandemic, it seems like everybody is coming to town now, and somehow I have ended up with tickets to a bunch of shows this year. One reason I'm splurging now, when I never would have done this before, is that, you know, I am a little bit more financially secure than I've been in a while. I've got a little more expendable income, and I think mostly, you know, due to my kids being older. But the other reason, and the more depressing one, is that for a lot of the acts that I'm going to, it might be my last time to see them. I was supposed to go see Madonna this past weekend for her 40th anniversary tour, but she ended up postponing it due to illness, you know, because she's getting older. We bought tickets to Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks, who are no spring chickens. I missed out on the Eagles farewell tour. Didn't get those in time, but I did get tickets to Aerosmith's farewell tour. And just yesterday, I got tickets to one of my favorite bands of all time, Bad Religion, who have been together for, I can't believe it, 43 years. How is that even possible? Seeing so many of the musicians that I love hang up their guitars is sad. Not only because I enjoy their music so much and I'm going to miss it, but it's also a reminder of how quickly time goes by. For God's sakes, did you know that Pee Wee Herman was 70 years old when he passed away last week? 70! Anyway, I know it's expensive and it's a pain in the butt, but you should go enjoy a concert this summer and see a musician that means a lot to you, because one day you're going to blink and they're all going to be gone. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife Side Quest. Don't forget, you can catch a new episode every Thursday morning wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you enjoyed the show, you can go show your support by subscribing and leaving a review. And you can follow the show on Threads, Twitter, and Facebook by searching for Midlife Side Quest. So, until next time, be well and keep playing.